Good afternoon. Today is the second Sunday of Advent. We'll begin our celebration with our devotional prayers, the prayer to St. Michael and the Hail Holy Queen. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Prayer to St. Michael. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our defense against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, thrust into hell, Satan, and all the other evil spirits, prowl about the world for the ruin of souls. Amen. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To you do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To you do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. Turn then, most gracious Advocate, your eyes of mercy toward us, and after this our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of your womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Amen. We welcome you all to the liturgy today. Thank you for being compliant with wearing your mask and being conscious of the social distancing. Monday, December 7th, there will be a meeting in the hall at 7 p.m. for the Knights of Columbus Council members. Next weekend, we will usually have a special collection for the Retired Fund for Religious. There are special envelopes in your envelope pack. If you don't use envelopes and want to contribute to this fund, please put it in a separate envelope marked Retired Fund for Religious or the initials RFR. Your generosity is greatly appreciated. Beginning next weekend and every weekend through December 27th, the Men's Club will, after all masses, be selling their monthly raffle tickets. There are only 100 tickets to be sold. Each ticket is $20, and you are eligible for their monthly drawing, which the winner will receive $100. You could win more than once. See the bulletin for more details or call the office. Noted in the bulletin every week are monies that are collected from our weekly offertory, our online giving, and any donations that we have received. Due to current circumstances, we are not passing the collection basket around, but we have placed a basket to my right for your convenience. We want to thank everyone for their generosity during these difficult times. Tuesday, December the 8th, is the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, a holy day of obligation. Masses will be Monday, 4 p.m., and Tuesday, 8:30 a.m. Our Mass intention today is for Joe Courtwright. Our celebrant is Father Sojan. Please rise.
Our entrance in is on Jordan's Bank, number 61 in your old missalettes that we just handed out. On Jordan's Bank, number 61.
Jordan's Bank of Baptist, I am an answer. of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Peace be with you.
And with your spirit.
So, my dear friend, to celebrate this Eucharist in the name of the Emmanuel, let us call to mind our sins and failures and ask God's pardon and forgiveness.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Comfort, give comfort to my people, says God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her service is at an end, her guilt is expiated. Indeed, she has received from the hand of the Lord double for all her sins. A voice cries out, in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the wasteland a highway for our God. Every valley shall be filled in, every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the rugged land shall be made a plain, the rough country a broad valley. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Go up unto a high mountain, Zion, herald of glad tidings. Cry out at the top of your voice, Jerusalem, herald of good news. Fear not to cry out and say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. Here comes with power the Lord God, who rules by his strong arm. Here is his reward with him, his recompense before him. Like a shepherd, he feeds his flock. In his arms, he gathers the lambs, carrying them in his bosom and leading the ewes with care. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The response, Lord, let us see your kindness and grant us your salvation, which will not correspond to the 2020 Missalettes that we just handed out.
Lord, let us see your kindness and grant us your salvation.
as they acknowledged their sins. John was clothed in camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist. He fed on locust and wild honey, and this is what he proclaimed: "One mightier than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stop and loosen the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." The Gospel of the Lord. A 75-year-old man was reflecting about his life and his father's life. And his father passed away. And he was thinking and remembering and reflecting of his life, and he was sharing. And he said, "My father had a very tough life, sure. 75 years man, you can think about his dad, like lived long back, right? And he said, he had a very tough life, and he became a widower, like when he was in his 40s. And then, you know, he raised all the kids and all that, and there were a lot of ups and downs in his life. And but, you know, he was fine later, you know, everything was smooth. But he said, what he found in him was, you know, his faith, his dad's faith was really, that is what kept him going, you know, all throughout his life. And he said, every day at night, you know, after dinner and all that, you know, like when they go, you know, his dad will go to the room, and the son, when he passes through the door of his dad, he used to see his dad kneeling down and, you know, raising his hands and pray. And, you know, his dad was not a very religious man. He was not, you know, every day going to the church, or he was not a, you know, like, you know, involved in many, you know, public worship, anything like that. But, you know, like, he used to, you know, in his room, you know, at home, he used to pray. And, you know, like, at night, you know, like, before going to bed, probably, he was just thanking God and praying. And the son was telling, you know, when the son had problems and, you know, there are moments of difficulties and hardship in his life, what he was thinking was about his dad, what his dad was doing. And that really, you know, really, really helped him. You know, what his dad was doing and what his dad did, you know, when he had difficulties and problems in his life. And, you know, probably today, as we are in the second Sunday of Advent, we heard about John the Baptist. And John the Baptist, you know, in today's gospel, you know, he seems to be like a kind of weird man. Like, you know, everybody was in the city and the temple where the worship and all that. But John the Baptist was somewhere in the desert. And he was little. He was wearing a leather belt around his waist, and he was eating on locust and wild honey. But all the people from the countryside and all that area, they were all flocking to him. They were all going to him to see him. And John the Baptist was preaching the baptism of repentance, the forgiveness of sins. And he was giving a baptism there. And all the people from here, they all went to him to the deserted place. And they all found something very special in that man's life. As the son who found something very special in his dad's life, this man, you know, like all these people, they found something very special in his life. And they started following him. You know, they started, you know, receiving baptism of repentance from John the Baptist. And probably today, as we are the second Sunday of Advent, that is what I just want to, you know, talk to you. My point is, the whole thing is, you know, like, what do people see in you? What do people see in you? Sometimes when they see you, you know, like when they see your action, when they see, hear your words, you know, are they able to wonder about God? Are they able to see the hands of God in you? Probably that is what really we need to think. That is what the season of Advent is all about. Am I able to bring, you know, that kindness of God, the compassion of God, the forgiveness of God, the way I forgive, the way I love, the way I care one another. This all, you know, like we don't have to do great things. This all really helping others to see, you know, others to wonder, and others to see God. You know, that is why, you know, John the Baptist was bringing God, you know, like showing God to others. And then for today, my dear friends, and we see that everywhere. We can see that if you really open our eyes and see, we can see like this kind of things, you know, everywhere. You know, like this man, the son who saw his dad. I have to tell you this small story, it won't take much time. You know, but it is so wonderful, you know, like last few months, I have been noticing a truck, a red truck, used to park there in the parking lot, you know, like in the front parking lot. And I used to wonder, really, why this car is all the time there, you know, like, you know, I say sometimes at 3 o'clock, sometimes in the morning. These days I see, you know, like, wow, sometimes morning mass, during the mass and all that, and then, and there would be a man inside the car all the time. And one day I went to, I mean, I don't want to go, so I told Tony or Bill, I said, hey, ask that man what he really, you know, is he okay or he need anything that we can help him with. And so they went and asked, and they said, you know, no, he doesn't want anything. What he's doing, like, he doesn't want to come inside the church. So he's just praying there, you know. And I said, that's fine, I'm fine, you know, that he's praying. And yesterday, I was going to get my grocery, and I saw this car truck there. And I just, you know, stopped by, and they pulled out my car near to his car. And the one side of his car, one door was, side door was open. And he had a hat on. And, you know, his head was like that. And there was a rosary in his hand. And I called him, hello. And, you know, I don't get any response. I was a little scared that maybe something happened to this man, you know. And then I bit more went closer, and I called him. And then he got up and said, hey, Father, he said, okay. And I thought, okay, he knows me, you know. And then we were talking. And probably, you know, the same kind of experience that the son, I was talking to you. You know, maybe like I was in a little bit hurry, but I was there maybe like more than 45 minutes, you know, talking to this man. You know, and he was just telling me the stories of his life and his faith, and you know, what happened in his life. And, you know, like, you know, he said he had a special connection with Our Lady, sorry, St. Elizabeth Conception, that is why he comes here, you know. And also he was telling me about different sayings and different you know, things that happened to him, and, you know, like about his faith he was sharing. And, you know, really, that really struck me. And so, you know, like, what really an eye-opener for me is to see some of the things that I never thought of. And probably the second Sunday of Advent, I was just thinking, maybe like, you know, John the Baptist, maybe like people really who was talking to you. And finally, he, you know, when I was leaving, he said, Father, be careful. And he said, he took out two masks, black mask, and he said, this will fit well for you, So we have this mask all the time, that mask is there in my car. And then I thought, you know, like these are the vulnerable things sometimes, how God speaks to you, how God intervenes in your life, you never know. And therefore, you know, and really that was really a striking thing for me to talk to him and share with his, you know, his life, his faith. And really, that really helped me. And therefore today, my dear friend, that is what we can see, things and events like that everywhere. And therefore, you know, when you, and that probably God is giving us a chance to open our eyes and, you know, and, you know, kind of affirming our faith, you know, and then God wants to talk to you. And therefore, we really need to open our eyes to see how God talked to us through events, through people. Now through different things, always God's talk to us. And therefore, let us be open our ears, you know, during the season of Advent. And if also maybe spend some time, extra time, you know, like we don't have to come to church all the time, but, you know, this man, we can spend time at home, you know, like a little more time, you know, like in personal prayer, you know. And that will really help us to celebrate this feast of Christmas in a better way. Let us prepare enough for that. I believe in one God, Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible.
I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, pure God from pure God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the Holy Spirit, was incarnate of the Virgin Mary,
and became man.
For our sake, he was crucified and Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken to the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Let us place before God our prayers and petitions.
For Pope Francis and all church leaders, may the Lord continue to bless them with fortitude and growth in holiness. Let us pray to the Lord. For world leaders, may the Holy Spirit give them the graces necessary for governing with prudence, justice, fortitude, and temperance. Let us pray to the Lord. For those oppressed by any evil in the world, may Christ bring justice and healing to their circumstances. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For each of us, may the Holy Spirit continue to prepare our hearts for the coming of Christ. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our beloved dead, may they be granted a share in the heavenly reward of Christ's eternal salvation. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us pause for a moment and silently place before the Lord our personal prayers and petitions. Pray for our families, for those who have asked our prayers. Those who are in the hospitals, nursing homes, more parish, who are suffering from this pandemic all over the world. God our Father, you gather us in and shepherd us with care. Hear the prayers we offer today through your Son. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
During the preparation of gifts, let us sing Comfort, Comfort, O My People. That's number 57 in your 2020 Missalettes.
Comes again in glory and majesty, and all is at last made manifest. We who watch for that day may inherit the great promise in which now we dare to fall. And so with the angels and archangels, the thrones and dominions, with all the host of power of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory as without end we acclaim.
Oh,
you are indeed holy, O Lord, the Father of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts we pray by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and that they willingly into his passion, he took bread and giving thanks, broke it, and gave to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. When we eat this bread,
we drink this cup, we proclaim your death, Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with the Francis of Pope and Gregory, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us, all we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with the Blessed Joseph, his spouse, with the Blessed Apostles, and with all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
The Savior's command and form of divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done,
on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we wait the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, you said, dear apostles, peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity, in accordance with your will, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Let us offer each other a sign of peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter on my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of Jesus Christ keep me safe for eternal life.
Amen.
I can feel his mighty power.
replenished by the food of spiritual nourishment, we humbly beseech you, O Lord, that through our partaking in this mystery, you may teach us to judge wisely the things of earth and hold firm to the things of heaven. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
So, my dear friends, this coming Tuesday is December 8th. It's a solemnity of Immaculate Conception, and we have two masses. Monday evening, 4 o'clock, you know, and then Tuesday morning, as usual, 8:30, the two masses. So, you know, all those who are able to come, please come and join and be part of the celebration. Lord be with you.
And
may the Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth, the Mass is ended.
Come
next week.
Stay
safe, friends.
As we're sent forth, let us sing Benedictus. That's number 822 in your 2020 Missalus. 822.
Take it home, don't leave it here, okay? And bring it back next time.